It's Democratic candidates' time to shine and raise money in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Two nights, 10 candidates per night, the Democratic debates kick off this evening in Miami. Many of the lesser-known candidates have one job: stand out, not just for its own sake, but also to pull in as many donations as possible during the last few days of the month. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Only 20 of the candidates showed that they had the poll numbers and donors required to be invited to the debates. Jennifer Nickel-Victor teaches political science at George Mason University. She says these debates are a critical opportunity to fundraise because at this point in the campaign, money does two things.
It buys the stuff. And for the most part, what money is buying for candidates is airtime to produce television ads. And the second thing is money is a signaling device.
She says it's a way to show a candidate is popular and has plenty of cash to make it. But Hans Hassel at Florida State doesn't think these debates are really about getting the public's attention.
This is really about playing to political elites.
He says lesser-known figures need to prove to those powerful in the party that their candidacy is viable. Show them that
political elites can support this candidacy and the money that they invest will provide a return on investment.
He says after the debates and second quarter financial disclosures in the coming weeks, we'll have an even clearer sense of where things stand. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Birds of a feather fix prices together. That is the allegation in a civil suit around the price of chickens. Restaurants and retailers say chicken producers have colluded to drive up the price of chicken. Now the Justice Department is getting involved. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is following this from Washington. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So how did this case start?
Well, in 2016, a food service company called Maple Vale Farms filed a lawsuit in Illinois. It said big chicken firms like Pilgrim's Pride, Tyson's, and Purdue colluded to fix, raise, maintain, and stabilize broiler chicken prices. Those are the chickens that we eat. Maple Vale says they did this by coordinating a cut in production that pushed up prices. Retailers like Walmart have also sued these big chicken companies over the past few years, alleging the same thing. I haven't gotten a comment from the chicken producers yet this morning, but they've denied the allegations in court filings.
So why is the Justice Department getting involved in this civil lawsuit?
Right. Well, it's launching a criminal investigation into whether the big chicken producers colluded to raise prices. Justice Department lawyers want attorneys in the chicken lawsuits to stop collecting evidence because that could interfere with their investigation. The Justice Department has also apparently subpoenaed some of the evidence that's already been gathered in the lawsuit.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.5 to 0.8% range, with the Dow future up 120 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.02%.
Part of being a responsible news organization, especially one that covers business and the economy, is fiscal responsibility. Marketplace's budget year ends on June 30th, and we're closing in on our goal of 2,500 donors for this drive. But we still need to hear from you. Become a Marketplace investor for as little as $5 and keep trustworthy, independent news going strong. Contribute today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
If you've seen any of the Pride marches or commemorations of the Stonewall riots this month, then it is very likely you have seen corporate signs, maybe even floats, and a lot of advertising too, rainbow flags on logos, ads featuring LGBTQ people, messages of support. That kind of attention from businesses was absolutely unthinkable 50 years ago. But a handful of companies were way ahead of the curve, decades ahead. One of them was Absolut Vodka. Jeffrey Moran is vice president of marketing at Pernod Ricard USA, which makes Absolut Vodka.
Absolut really started talking, if you will, to the gay community in the late 70s, early 80s. And by 1981, we had placed the first ever ad specifically talking to the LGBT consumer in Advocate magazines.
That is so early. How did that happen?
In 1979, we were an outcast. We were a Swedish vodka made from wheat, and we had a very intrepid distributor who was part of the scene in New York City. Studio 54 really like sort of checked out the nightlife scene. As he really looked around, he realized that these people, Studio 54, and in particular some of the gay community, were sort of trendsetters. And so when this particular distributor and his team started to really get into the community and introduce people, you know, one-on-one, it's, I guess, modern day influencer marketing, to Absolut Vodka. And the community at large really started to pay attention. You know, the AIDS crisis was just beginning. And here was this, you know, little brand at that time really trying to make its way in the U.S. and very openly realized that the gay community was looking for, you know, beacons, people who were paying attention to them. And it began a 38-year plus history of us communicating with, supporting, engaging with the LGBTQ community.
Absolut Vodka is sponsoring a float in this year's New York Pride Parade. But there's some controversy around that because some people have objected to the presence of corporate floats. And, you know, they're skeptical of the marketing that's been directed at the LGBTQ community to the point that there's actually a parallel parade this year free of corporate floats. What's your response to that?
So I understand that. And as a member of the LGBTQ community myself, you know, I have looked very closely at, you know, my own consumerism over the years. And I pay particular attention to brands and companies who've been talking to, engaging with, and supporting the gay community over the years. You know, I on one hand, I thank many of the organizations for wanting to be involved with and talk to the LGBTQ consumer. However, I offer a quick, then put your money where your mouth is and spend the time day in, day out supporting this community and helping this community achieve what it's been seeking. And that is, you know, equal rights. So I say that it is an important piece of your approach to life to make sure that you support brands that support you. And that is whoever you are.
Jeffrey Moran is a vice president of marketing at Pernod Ricard USA, makers of Absolut Vodka. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Thank you.
The Marvel Comic Universe has a new superpower, licensing, specifically licensing high school plays. If The Crucible or Guys and Dolls isn't for you or your kids, you can try putting on a production of Marvel-based plays, including Squirrel Girl Goes to College and Hammered, a Thor and Loki play. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.